Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You know, the government is shut down. Well, the federal government is shut down. Arthur Sterbko joins us now, local real estate analyst, to talk about the effect that has on the real estate market. How you doing, Arthur?
Well, I was doing fine until I decided to shut the government down.
Yeah, that happens, I guess. Tell me what effect it has on you and on the real estate market.
Well, it's going to make it pretty cumbersome until they open it back up. There is some good news that the folks who have flood insurance, even if their premiums are due, there's basically a 30-day grace period for them to reinstate it. They're unable to get flood insurance right now from the federal government. There are some private providers of flood insurance that are out there that they're much more expensive. But in these types of emergency situations where you have to close on a home, for example, Tommy, mm-hmm. You can go to some private flood insurance and still satisfy the requirements of the lender. Afterwards, you can cancel a policy, get a refund, reinstate the flood policy and things like that. But again, it's a cumbersome, clunky, bureaucratic mess is the only way I could describe it.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, does this have any effect on any of that?
Absolutely. They all require flood insurance, as does FHA and VA. So any property, residential property that has a mortgage and it's in an area that the federal government says requires flood insurance, it's going to require flood insurance to close that loan.
What about interest rates? Does it affect any of that?
Not yet. I don't see that really being significantly impacted. In an awkward way, it could actually help, but that would be a real obscure example. The reason being, if the market is overly depressed, then interest rates will come down a little bit more. But that's not going to happen in our region, and I don't see that because this is inevitably going to be a very short-term government shutdown. And no one in government can afford to keep it closed more than 30 days. Just can't be done. So at some point in time, cooler heads are going to prevail, and this is going to get continued.
Where are mortgage rates now, Arthur, for 15, 30, or even, I guess, what is it, adjustable?
Yeah, they're probably down about the 6.5% to 6.75% range for 30% for a 30-year mortgage right now. So they're down a bit. Still expecting to actually come down a little bit. Even with the Fed coming down a couple weeks or two ago, the rates had already anticipated that and factored it in. And that's usually what happens. The rates usually come down in anticipation of what the Fed is going to do anyway. And it takes a little while for that to occur. I think it's unknown right now what the Fed is going to do with the government shutdown until they get a clearer field of vision. The real impact of this is going to be in the areas around Washington, D.C. That's going to be severe real estate issues in that area with, again, government employees being furloughed or fired, things like that. That's a huge, that is the employment base in Maryland, Virginia, and around Washington, D.C. Not so much. We have a lot of federal employees, don't get me wrong, but our whole economy is not dependent on it like some other states.
And that's one of the higher per capita income areas in the country, so I guess you'd be talking about maybe some higher priced homes?
Oh, without a doubt. Certainly down here in this market, you know, I really think October 15th is going to be the, in my opinion, the drop dead date that they have to get resolution on this continuing resolution to reopen the government. And the reason is because the paychecks are for our employees on the 15th. If they don't show up, That's the first check, first paycheck they're not going to receive. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of vendors, plumbers, electricians that work for federal employees that did work for them that aren't going to have any money because they're not going to get paid by the federal employees because they don't have any money. So the ripple down effect of those no paychecks on the 15th can be severe. Late charges, things like that, interest payments on credit cards are going to accrue. And trying to get forgiveness on that from all of those different lenders is going to be problematic. So it's going to be confusing for a while. This is, you know, this should have never happened to people on there. There's no other way to explain it.
Whether it's interest rates, whether it's health care, whether it's government shutdown, if it works for you, then you don't care. If it doesn't, or you're in favor of it. If it doesn't work for you, then you deeply care and you're definitely against it. We'll take a break, pick it up, and we come back, talk about some areas that are hot, some areas that are not so hot with Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. Fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst, talking about real estate in the area. Arthur, what are the hotter areas now?
Well, they're all pretty stable right now, I guess is the best way to put it, relative to the market. The kids are back in school. The market's starting its normal seasonal slowdown a little bit going into the fall and into the winter. The area that probably has me the most concerned right now is uptown, specifically the multifamily, the rental market around mm-hmm. Tulane University. Tulane, I don't know that most people realize it, but Tulane and Loyola, they now have a requirement this year. All the students, basically, freshman, sophomore, junior, must live on campus. And that's really hollowed out the rental market in the uptown area around Tulane University. So there's a lot of vacant rentals and, you know, a lot of homes used to just rent out a bedroom to a student. So there's a real, real softening of that market. The other thing that they required is that all the students must purchase a meal plan at Tulane. Mm. So, you know, again, the neighboring coffee shops, restaurants, things like that, Tulane is obviously making a concerted effort to keep those kids on campus. For security and safety, and also to just make sure they get a better education. They're not wandering around, I guess, more time on campus studying and interacting with each other. But regardless, it's having an impact on the uptown, again, multifamily market. Have not seen it impact the single-family market, but a lot of landlords have doubles. They live in one side, rent out the other side, and things like that. So we expect to see a softening of those prices over the next probably 3 to 6 months.
But I hear that there's a crisis of affordable housing, so you would think there would be people waiting to soak that up, or they can't afford it.
Well, that's the thing. They've been getting pretty decent rents from those Tulane students. Mm-hmm. Remember, these Tulane students, you know, as a general rule, they're pretty wealthy side of society that attends Tulane. Mm-hmm. And they had the resources to rent those units. They were very attractive to landlords to rent to students. The other thing that one positive side of it is, also Tulane said there's no more parking for those students on campus. So parking has always been a huge problem in that uptown area on those rental, but all those college kids and cars. And so the parking solution may be solved in those areas, but again, the actual units, will they be absorbed by some low-income housing or things like that? There are going to be some stressed-out landlords that are going to look for Section 8, and that's not a terrible thing. The tenants are well-screened, and there's good, stable rent to come in, and if you're a landlord, you've got to pay your bills. That's an important income stream you have to maintain.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your insights. Any other thoughts before we let you go?
No, I think the market's headed on the bright side with interest rates falling. So there's a lot of inventory. If you're looking for something right now, it's a great time to buy.
We'll see what happens on October 15th. Thank you, sir. WWRO reminding you our greatest freedom as Americans, the right to vote. Early voting for New Orleans elections, 30 other parishes happening now through tomorrow, October 4th. Get out, vote early if you can, or make plans to cast your ballot on Election Day, Saturday, October 11th. You can find your early voting place or a sample ballot at WWL.com. And today, special programming note, mayoral candidate Oliver Thomas is going to join Newell, Norman, and Dave Cohen for an in-depth conversation from noon until 1 right here on WWL. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. It's Friday mornings. That's when we take out the depth chart and match up the Saints offense and the Giants defense and the Saints offense and the Giants defense, or the other way around if I didn't say it that way. Then we'll talk to Pat Connick about the Belchase Bridge. No tolls suspended by the governor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.